This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Leaders at the U.S. Air Force Academy blame in part a lack of in-person recruitment during COVID for a drop in applicants post-pandemic. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Back in 2019, about 10,600 people applied to be cadets at the U.S. Air Force Academy. This year, more like 8,400. Academy Admissions Director Colonel Arthur Wayne Primus Jr. says it reflects a challenge seen across the Defense Department. Fewer young people are looking to serve.
Getting them to stay engaged and interested and consider military service is something that we continue to work on every year.
The Academy restarted its largest in-person recruitment event this summer. Recruiters also hope a new visitor center under construction will increase interest. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado is one of 17 states offering driver's licenses to people who are undocumented. The number taking advantage of that opportunity fell during the pandemic, but it's rebounded. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
In the 12 months ending June 30th, the Colorado DMV issued just over 18,000 licenses to undocumented people. That's a return to normal after the number dropped to just above 12,000 during the first year of the pandemic. A possible reason?
Expanding immigrant licensing services to 19 of 35 state driver license offices.
That's Derek Kuhn, spokesperson for the DMV. People using this program can only get their licenses at specified DMV locations. 8 additional offices were opened in April for applications from undocumented residents. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Latino students at Metro State University Denver will soon have the opportunity to gain digital skills training. The training is paid for by Google as a part of an investment in Hispanic-serving institutions. This is CPR News and KRCC.